The Maharal in Chedushei Agadas to Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel discusses the very well known Gemara about Sukkah and the Umos HaOlam. The Umos HaOlam, the nations of the world, will come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the next world and say, we want to have the same Olam Haba as the Jewish people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but that's not possible anymore because of the well known rule that, you know, those who prepare, you know, Erev Shabbos are going to be able to have Shabbos. That's the way the Chazal express it to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mishatarach be'erev Shabbos yechel b'Shabbos. So you have not done mitzvos in your Olam Hazeh, so your Olam Haba can't be the same as those who did do the mitzvos. They come and say, well, give us a mitzvah now, we'll do it now. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do mitzvah sukkah. It's a mitzvah kala, it's an easy mitzvah. The pshat in that is that it doesn't cost much. What do you use for your schach, which is the most important part, the integral part of a sukkah? You use any cut branches, anything left over from the harvest of your crops, the stalks that are really otherwise not really used for much, and just put them up on top of your little hut, and you have a mitzvah sukkah. Gemara, as is well known, describes how they go into their sukkah. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the chama min artika. He takes the sun out at its most intense, and the people, Umos HaOlam, leave their sukkah. Not only do they leave the sukkah, but they are kicking it. You can just picture them, you know, getting out and then kicking the door of the sukkah shut behind them. Now, what is this all about? Why mitzvah sukkah? On page Chof Aleph here in the Chedush HaGodes, left-hand column, the left-hand side, toward the end of the 10th line, Aval, Tam, Shabochar b'mitzvah zos. The reason that Hashem says, let's prove that you don't have Olam Haba like the Jewish people have Olam Haba. Let's prove that it's not your domain via mitzvah sukkah. Tam shebocha b'mitzvah zos hu davar muflag. It's a fantastic, a grand reason to use dafka mitzvah sukkah of all the mitzvahs. V'zeh. Ki heim omrim Shehem ru'uyim el ha-Torah ha-sichlis ha-bilti tivis. They say, we also could have Torah if you had given it to us. So give it to us now. Give us this Torah. Give us this set of ideas and ideals. But they are actually ideas and ideals that are sichlit ha-bilti tivit. They are all about the intellect. And they are not about what rationally should be man's goal and what rationally should be man's way of life in this world. There are mishpatim, but there are also chukim. And then there are all kinds of mitzvos and eidos that have absolutely nothing to do with the typical, natural, normal way in which a human being can live a constructive life. So Torah, then, is something that is sichlis bilti tivis. It's of a higher, otherworldly intellect. And it is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the otherworldly intelligence. And we use that word very, very carefully and almost with regret, because there is no other word in English for this that you would call das elyon or sichli. But otherworldly intellect, and they say that they are able to be a part of it. They can connect to it. They are, as we would say, they're shayich to it, they say. So that's why Chazal, in that Gemara in Sukkah, say, HaMitzvah Shehi Meira Al Sheha Adam Yoytzei Mitivoy. The mitzvah that shows that the Jew leaves his natural way and his natural home, and takes up a completely different kind of existence that's supernatural, he mitzvah sukkah.
Not asking on morale, but asking on the Gemara itself. Why did they pick? Why would you pick that mitzvah? The mitzvah of sukkah, Zerach L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, so Zerach L'Yetzias Mitzrayim only happened to Jews; it didn't happen to Goyim.
Okay, that will, in the answer, it will be provided. That's in there. The idea here is that a Yid leaves what is considered to be the normal place for a human being to live, with all of that which he believes in, trusts in, and gets, if not used to, maybe even requires, in order to live a normal, quote-unquote, normal life. And the Jewish person is yotze mitivoy. He is different. The Jewish person escapes that entirely and is lamayla min ha-teva and lives lamayla min ha-teva. And that mitzvah that shows you that, where the Jew actually spends 7 days living lamayla min ha-teva, is sukkah. Shehadam yotze mibayis shehu bayis tivi. A Jew leaves the typical home, a house, shelter, a roof over the head. V'yotze l'sheves b'sukkah, and leaves to go into a sukkah. U'bavadai diras arayhu. Of course, to not be in shelter is, of course, something unnatural for a human being, and maybe not even something that you could sustain for an entire lifetime. So it's diras arai. It's only a temporary structure into which a person goes as a sukkah. Ki ha'adam asher kasher yotze midirasi hativis. When a person leaves his natural kind of shelter or home the way we do on sukkahs, az ha'adam ein dirasa b'tachtonim. He is no longer a person whose address is here on this earth. K'may shehaya kodem. A Jew steps out of his house on Sukkot, and now he is from the Elyonim. His address is not where his address is the rest of the year. He is no longer a person who lives and is dependent upon that kind of life which he or she has at whatever address, in whatever home they live. The person creates a sukkah to be mesachech over him, in expression of the fact that I'm not any longer just a person living like any other human being lives in a house. I'm living in a different sphere. I'm living in a different plane of existence. Lemaila min ha-teva. I'm living, so to speak, the way a spiritual life is lived, and that's not in a physical house. Kifi asher ha'adam hu yoshev b'tzel elyonim. This person is now taking up residence. His abode is literally in the shelter of the higher spheres. It's as if the Yid is not on earth, he's in Shemayim. V'dovazeh hu diras arai. This, of course, is temporary. Meaning, that's why the type of structure that we're talking about in a sukkah has a din that it has to be different from a house and cannot have permanent roof. Ki'ein la'adam sham diras keva. Because if you're in the Elyonim, that's not a place where you have a roof. That's not where you have diras keva. So the fact that it has to be diras arai is meant to be an expression of the fact that you are not living the way a person typically will live in this world. You are taking up residence. You are gaining an aspect of one who lives in the Elyonim. Lefichach amar lehem. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Umos HaElim, She'im heim ru'uyim l'Torah. If you are ro'uy to Torah, then you know what that means? You're ro'uy and willing and able to live in a supernatural environment. Oz yesh lehem l'kaya mitzvah sukkah. Latzeis mediras keva, then leave the diras keva, leave your homes, leave permanent structures, leave the shelter of your roof. Shehidira tivis, which is the normal and the natural place for a person to live in teva, in nature. V'leishev b'tzel sukkah. Come. Come sit in the protective shade of the sukkah, which is in the spiritual realm. Umepnei ki kasher hoitziyem im Mitzrayim. This, that it's all connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim, is because that which was our existence taken from Mitzrayim into the Midbar, ha-hoitzah, ho-yosh shaloi b'teva, u-minhog shal oilam. The way we were taken, and then the way we were taken care of in the Midbar, we were, so to speak, not living in teva. The food wasn't from teva. What happened to us and our clothes was not teva. Walking bare feet in bare feet for years and years and without the effect of blistering on the foot, nothing was teva. Anania kavod, the entire existence that we lived in the midbar was lamaila min hateva. Omer hakasuf ki basukah seshafti es bnei Yisrael b'hoitzii yosa mi Mitzrayim. Yes, the Jewish people lived in a manner that was lamaila min hateva. But they're roi to it. And the reason they're roi to it is because they are connected to a Torah which is also l'mayla min hateva, which is of a supernatural nature and is of an other world. And we have a part in that other world. And the reason that in the Midbar they were indeed protected by Anani HaKavod, and it was an otherworldly existence, ki lo hayu ru'uyim l'shavis b'bayis shehudiras tivi. That was not what was called for as we were becoming Hashem's people and we came out with Him and He gave us Torah at Sinai. We're in the Midbar. What was Ru'uyim, what was the proper and fitting for us then was Rak Pasukah, Shehu Yitzia Min Diras HaTeva. Kimoy Shehoye Bizman Ahu Tachas Rishus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ubitziloy. Because we were not just taken care of. We were in His realm. We were living an otherworldly existence. Kach yase sukas loy diras bayis shehu dira tivis. That's why we have a mitzvah to create such a sukkah each year, and that it not be your typical roofed home. Bahativi hu gashmi. The typical correct roof is gashmi. It's physical, and it is a statement of. We live a physical life and dependent upon physical protections. V'hu nivdol min Hashem Yisbarach. But if it's gashmi, then it's not godly. It's nivdal, meaning it's distinct from and separate from anything that is of a divine nature. It is unlike and distinct from what could be characterized as shamaymius. It's not heavenly. It's not connected to Hashem Shehu built the gashmi. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course, is the farthest thing from anything of a material kind. So this is, if we are living even in the Midbar, in Oihalim, Rabbi Akiva says, Sukkos Mamish. Ulu Rabbi Eliezer, how you anani covered Mamish. Went to Rabbi Eliezer, it was, the actual story was that we did not have, and didn't need to seek your typical material shelter. V'hoyosh from the gamri tachas shmirasa. Ki kasher ha'adam yoytze midiras tivoy, yesh lei hagana u'shmira min Hashem Yisparach, v'yef shar bezulaze. When you take leave of nature, if you're able to, then you're dependent upon something supernatural. You're dependent upon a Kodesh Baruch Hu taking you, so to speak, to where you are so spiritual that you are enveloped with supernatural surroundings. Not material surroundings, spiritual surroundings. That are of such power that they envelop and protect through supernatural means. Let's turn the page over now to the next page.
So the real answer, Rabbi Akiva, is that there was human participation versus no human, because
correct.
Obviously Rabbi Akiva also says there are many kavah.
Yes, but in terms of what it is that we celebrate, Rabbi Akiva says Sukkos Mamish. Rabbi Yezus says no, it's totally about that Nani HaKavod. Ulefichach Noisin Lehem Mitzvah Zois. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Ummah Sa'ilim this opportunity with this mitzvah of Sukkah and says to them, do you think that you can take leave of all of what's natural in the way you live? Kasher oisim ha-mitzvah ha-zois moitzi ha-chame min-artika v'cholach kod mi-bayit v'sukkosai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes it to be intensely hot. And the fact that the heat bothers them, the fact that they cannot abide by and stay with their Sukkah and they kick the Sukkah, Pirish, that means ki eina umos sovlin davar zeh. They cannot tolerate, not just physically, they cannot spiritually align themselves, they cannot internalize, they cannot be a part of something, which is latzeis mi beisam hativi, to live in an unnatural circumstance, outside of the natural order. They are so bound to the gashmius and to the teva, that they are incapable liyos yeshvim besuka tachas avir hashemayim. They are not able to be only in the tzel Hashem Yisbarach. Ubishvil kach ein beisam tivu legamri, where you're going to be only in shemayim and with shemayim and have no natural protection. They are not capable of it. Because it's not who they are. Because they weren't and aren't a people of Torah. Avala umais kol hanagasam tivis. All of that which is their minhag, everything which is natural and normal, everything which is their character trait, their abilities, their sensibilities, are all based on the typical human order and nature. V'tachazeheim yoshvim. And that is how they live. When something is unnatural and is supernatural, they kick mitzad sheyotzu mimechitzosam hativis. It's rejected because it's something that is unnatural to them. They are outside of the bounds of their nature. That's not who they are. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to show this to them by saying, but you're not in that realm of a supernatural or a people who live and who feel and connect to something that's so spiritual and something that's so virtually contra opposite of the material. It's not you. Aval Yisrael miyuchadim bazeh, uniquely Am Yisrael, are those who can and do live outside of Teva. Sheyotzu min HaTeva, as we did when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us as His people. Ki yesh li Yisrael madrego nivdelas min HaTeva HaGashmis. We have a lofty position that's different from that of others and that is above the natural physical plane. And that's what mitzvah sukkah is about. And that's why it is a indicator to the Ummah Ha'olam that they're not part of a nation and a people who have a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's the bond of Torah, which is sichlis bilti tivis, in the Maharal's words. That's all about the higher intellect and completely separate from anything of the natural, anything of the material world. He then goes on and says, but of course, we're human beings, and therefore, if it's raining, we're also, you know, potter mitztayer is potter min asukah. In other words, if the mitzvah is opposed by teva, so then the mitzvah is not going to be obligated upon. It's not obligatory at that moment. L'kach mitzdar potem in asukah. But then he says, "Mikol makom ein mevad." But we don't kick the sukkah, right? We're very sad if we can't eat in the sukkah because it's raining on Sukkot. Rakshi, because aval. The Jewish person wants to be in Seilu de Memenusa. The Jewish person wants to say, I want out of my house, I want to come run to you, Hashem Yisbarach, and be in your protective shade.
How do we reconcile the mitzvah of the beauty of the sukkah, bringing in all the fancy china, making it as pretty and as gushy as possible?
Oh, that's great. Because what we're taking all of that, which is making us as human beings comfortable, and we're lifting it to Kedusha by bringing it into the sukkah. On a simple level, we're basically saying, you know, Teishvu Kein Teduru. With being Mekayim the mitzvah, it's Teishvu Kein Teduru. If in your beauty, in the beauty of your home and in the comfort of your home, you eat on good china and on fine china, then that's how you should eat in the sukkah, the covered the mitzvah of the sukkah. But it's more than that. It's also the case that everything that you bring into the sukkah and use on sukkahs is being lifted into the spiritual realm. It's no longer just a guppel or a mess. It's something that is that's being brought into shemayim. It's being brought into a heavenly sphere. Our eating in the sukkah is not just the typical meal that a human being has to eat to sustain himself or herself. The eating in the sukkah is a spiritual act. It's all a part of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all coming back to that state that we were in with Hashem in the Midbar. Lachtech acharai b'midbar b'aretz lo yizru'ah. So it's, again, this love of Am Yisrael to Hashem and of Hashem to Am Yisrael. It's Zecharti lo chesed nurayich, ahavas klulasayich, and ahavas klulasayich, like that ahav of a kala, it's the coming together again in such a sublime state of spiritual unity with the Ribbono Shel Olam that I don't want a roof over my head. Roof over my head means that I'm living, you know, in the natural order of things with dependencies of a natural kind, and I have no such needs and no such dependencies. I'm completely with Hashem. I lack for nothing. I don't need a roof over my head. So this is why mitzvah sukkah was the mitzvah that he said, let's see if the Ummah Sa'ilim will relate to this. And of course they say, no, a home is a home. This is not a home. And so this is not who we are. We're not able to be in a realm of spiritual protection and where we are with you, Hashem, and that's how a person lives. That's not us. And rejecting that departure from teva, they are mevayit in their sukkah, but Am Yisrael, we are not only not mevayit, we want the mitzvah of sukkah. We want to leave our homes and say, I'm not dependent upon my home, and I don't want to be there. I want to be with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be dependent only upon you. And so we enter the sukkah in that kind of a spiritual reunion of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Am Yisrael was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and living with him in a supernatural way, the way we were in the Midbar.